Brad pointed out, it's National Pet Day. Let's do this, Brad. What is the most, we'll ask this of everyone, what is the most unusual pet you had? What was its name? Mm-hmm. And, well, you know, what did it do?
I had
What was unusual about it?
Oh, well, I had a Colombian red-tailed boa, and his name was Squeezer when I was little.
Okay. The most unusual pet you had, what was its name, and what did it do? I'm trying to remember, we had all the conventional pets when I was a kid, the things that you would have, dog, cat,
yes. Guinea pigs.
Parakeet. I think we had a rabbit. I don't remember if we had guinea pig.
Yeah.
Turtle, a fish.
Ferret.
No.
my sisters brought home the guinea pigs and the ferrets. My dad had a parrot named Pickles. That was cool. A little yellow-naped Amazon we had for a long time. And the cool thing about him is my dad, I mean, how could we have any manners at the table? When my dad would have his bird sitting on his shoulder and my dad would chew up food and then the bird would eat it out of his mouth.
Oh.
Out of the corner of his mouth. At the table!
Let's see. Dylan texting the Brad and John show says, hey, guys, the strangest pet I had, 9 years old, and I had a Gila monster.
It's
an incredibly poisonous lizard. Are they all are they all Gila monsters poisonous?
Yeah. Bread? Remember that guy died from a bite from one just not too long ago.
Okay.
Remember the guy that I can't believe his news had the pet Gila monster?
Okay.
It was like a month ago.
Greg. Hey, Brad and John, I had a monkey named Yahoo in the 1970s. He lived in a shed in our backyard and ate fruit. How do you get a monkey? He lived in a shed in our backyard and ate fruit and vegetables. We had a leash. We'd walk with him. He did very bad things to the local cat community. What? Okay.
He did bad things to the local cat community?
Very bad things he did to the local cat. Yeah. And I mean, you could get away with that kind of stuff in the 1970s because there was no social media. There was no Facebook. There was no, you know, there's neighborhood. What are those neighborhood places called? My neighborhood or whatever space or whatever people tell on other neighbors about what they're doing.
Next door apps and things.
You could keep a monkey in your garage and, you know, it'd be years before anybody'd find out.
The guy with the Gila monster, it was just, it was back on February 21st of this year. Colorado man died from a bite from a Gila monster he kept illegally as a pet.
What was this monkey name? Yahoo.
Yahoo the monkey.
I like that. Yahoo the monkey. Okay. So far from listeners, we had a listener who had a monkey named Yahoo, a coyote they kept named Fable, a tarantula. Somebody had a tarantula named Bitsy.
There was a camel named Humphrey.
Craig had a bush baby, which is a tiny monkey that you can like fit in the palm of your hand that they smuggled into, they bought, I guess, in Africa and smuggled into Japan or something like that.
And they don't even take much to smuggle them in. They're pretty small.
You bought this? You bought the bush baby in Japan or in Africa? Is that right, Craig?
Yeah, I bought it in Kenya. Uh-huh.
And they just, pet stores sell monkeys?
Oh, yeah. In Kenya, there's all kinds of animals that you can buy, and I bought a bush baby. And Mrs. Harrison smuggled it into her purse.
Mrs. Harrison?
Yeah.
Should we know her?
No,
is that
no,
George's mom? George Harrison's mom? So she smuggled it in her purse.
Yeah, she smuggled it in her purse, and we flew to Egypt. Then we flew to Montreal, and then we flew to Vancouver.
I knew Canada was involved in this somehow, Brad.
Yes, I just knew it.
I knew it. Played a part.
And never detected and just smuggled in the purse or, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. Did you feed it during this whole adventure or what happened?
Oh, yeah. We fed it mealy worms. Yeah. And like I said, it was, you know, it was in those days where nobody tested for travel security and stuff like that.
You could just fly with monkeys. Who cares?
But this thing is basically fits in the palm of your hand, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Very, very small. We had two of them, actually. My good friend bought one, and I bought one.
And why'd you call him Seymour?
Well,
they have huge
my
eyes.
Name is Craig, and my last name is Moore.
Seymour. Got it.
Well, don't they have, like, big buggy eyes, too?
Oh, they have big buggy eyes. And
yeah, that's why I would call him Seymour.
And how long did he live? Did you give him up after a while?
I kept him for quite a while. He kept on getting into our player piano, you know, and so it was hard to get him out.
He fancied some Chopin. He liked to tickle the ivories, you know.
So we were living in Southern California later on in life, and I donated him to the African Safari in Southern California.
Oh, yeah, at some point, you got to wonder, you know, this thing needs some companionship, or, you know, should I go out in there? They bonded pairs and get them, you know, somebody, you know, that they can hang with, but it's hard to find another bush baby somewhere, isn't it?
Well, especially in Southern California.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Craig. See more of the bush baby.
I used to ride on the front of my surfboard.
Okay, so what do you have? It's National Pet Day. The most unusual pet you kept, what was its name?